So here's a question for you guys. What's your code word? What's your code word?
Are you talking about like when you want to have some bone chicka womp womp?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What is your and how do you know? You're in a relationship, and how do you know the other person wants to do some
boppin' squiddles?
Okay. How do you do it? How do you tell them? Well, somebody's gone on Kickstarter to come up with, which could be, next to the polio vaccine, the greatest thing ever invented. It's called Love Sync. It's a button. Now, if you want to see this, and you're going to want to see it because it's all about
boppin' squiddles.
Boppin' squiddles. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
love.
Love, yeah. And we couldn't type in brown chicken. Wow, wow. Now, what is the Love Sync you're thinking? Well, here's a little bit of the commercial that they put on their Kickstarter.
Love Sync is a device that lets you know when both of you are in the mood for some hippity dippity.
It's super simple. All you have to do is place a button at each of your bedsides. And when you're feeling a little randy, you just anonymously push the button.
There's no risk of rejection. If only one of you pushes the button, nothing happens. And your partner's none the wiser. But if your partner's also ready for a pants-off dance-off, they'll press their button.
Seriously?
The LoveSync technology combines these anonymous inputs and recognizes that there is consensus. It lets you both know by emitting a swirling glow from the buttons. Pressing the button multiple times sets a longer time period that you'd be down for boppin' squiddles.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say this isn't winning Shark Tank.
Are you? Well, that was mean. It's a good idea.
Why is it a good idea?
Because
if you're already laying in bed next to your significant other and you want to have some bow chicka womp womp.
That's not bow chicka.
Bopping squiddles.
If you want to bop the squiddle.
Don't you just lean over and kind of touch them?
Boy, that sounded like, and then you put him in a well with a puppy dog.
Well, no, I had to censor myself.
Yeah, I was wondering where the hell you were going with that. But as a guy, I can tell you, there's guys listening right now going, hell yeah. Sometimes as guys, we don't know. Again, we're
Why?
Guys.
Why? How can you not know?
For example, if you go to bed and you've got the flu or whatever's going around right now and you're laying in bed and you don't feel good, right? The last thing in the world is on your mind is
boppin' squiddles.
But you should know that just by looking at your
I'm a guy, you're in bed, all I'm thinking about is
boppin' squiddles.
It's a fact.
Oh my god.
If they had that button next, here's what it sounds like. Now, 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 now. You don't think so?
You'd be sleeping on the couch. I'd be like, seriously, did you just bring that home?
Then squiddles would be the dog.
Boppin' squiddles.
Oh god.
Too soon. 248-398-WCS.
Yes, he's going to win Best in Show tonight.
If there's a dog named
Boppin' Squiddles,
I will vote for that damn dog. I will watch Westminster tonight if there's a dog named Boppin' Squiddles.
Hold on, let me check the list.
Are you looking at the list of Boppin'? I'm blushing now. Okay, so
one called Topsfield Poppycock.
Boppin' Squiddles.
I don't even know what kind of dog that is. So if you want to read about the Love Sync, if you want to see it, a pair of buttons that you and your partner can press if you're in the mood to get it on, or as we like to say,
boppin' squiddles.
Yeah, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
love.
It should be boppin' squiddles.